And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all. It's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Oh,
tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Yes, that is Sun Kiss by Ashley Smith, and she is with me right now. And thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva hosting for this showcase. Miss Smith, are you with me?
I am.
Yes. Sorry for the confusion, everyone. We're on a new link. If anyone missed it, the show will continue. Tell us where you're calling from.
Well, you know, so it's a three-city thing, right? So I'm from Georgia, I live in Dallas, and I'm quarantining with my family in Alabama. So
okay. Thank you for that information. All right.
I know, right?
Alabama fan?
It's a weird triangle.
Online world? All right. Okay. Gotcha. Now, tell us about your musical career, your history, briefly. Whom and what was your inspiration, and what sparked your talent?
So I am from a musical family. So my dad is an organist and a pianist, and he sings. My mom sings. My sisters all sing. My grandma plays piano. My uncle plays jazz trumpet. So I grew up around that. So I've known from an early age I wanted to be a singer, according to my family, when I was two. That's what I said, and that's kind of what it's been always. So I grew up around that. To make it, I guess, a long, long story short. So eventually I went to school at University of North Texas.
Got
my degree in jazz. And when I graduated, I was lucky enough to go around the world with Chrisette Michelle as her background singer. So I did that with Chrisette for about 5 years. And then in those 5 years, I competed in the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Competition, and I won my second time. My first time, I was first runner-up, and then I came back, and I won. And then after that, when I signed to Concord, and I recorded Sun Kiss in 2016. So as far as inspiration, I think my family was my first inspiration, but if I have to have, like, a defining moment, I was going through my dad's record collection, like I used to do all the time, and he had an album, an Ella Fitzgerald album, and he put on How High the Moon, and it was the first time I'd heard, like an improv solo from a vocalist that was kind of like, what the heck is that? Whatever that is, that's what I want to do. And so, so that was my defining moment where I was like, oh, I'm going to sing jazz. Cause that's stuff that I'm going to do kind of for a living. So.
Okay. Okay. All right. And thank you for that information. Your music.
Absolutely.
It's a very R&B jazz funk infused, per se.
Absolutely. Yes. All the above.
Yes. And on the Sunkissed album, I went through it, and I like your style, your creativity, your voice, your vocals. So naturalistic. And I loved how you do the that track, Sarah Smile.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's
That's
favorite.
My favorite.
One of my favorite.
How
one of my
you
favorite
did it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. And I, you know, you're the first woman I know that had redid it. So I like how you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People don't normally touch it.
It's
a classic. So people are normally really scared to cover classics. Because,
you know,
if you mess it up, it goes out in history.
But
you did it very well.
You did it very
Thank
well.
You.
Let's go into the new single, In the Rain. What inspired you to do this track? And go on. Let's see if is there a story behind it.
There is a story. So I actually wrote In the Rain about a year and a half ago. I was going through a really rough transition, personal things that were happening. And it wasn't a song. I literally wrote it as a journal entry. I was literally talking to myself when I wrote it. It wasn't supposed to be a song, to be honest.
Okay.
But as as the year progressed, I was like, you know, I kind of feel like maybe other people need this message, especially when, you know, the pandemic happened and then we have what's happening, you know, with George Floyd. So I felt like it was a really good time. People needed the message. And so then I put a melody to it. So it actually wasn't supposed to be a song initially, but it was written to kind of encourage myself, and I guess that's what it's doing for other people. So it was a win. But rarely do I ever sit down and like write a song. My songs are usually just journal entries that turn into songs. So
yeah,
Okay.
It's pretty normal for me.
Thank you for telling me about yourself. And In the Rain, when I listen to it, not just the music behind it, but the lyrics, and it's just perfect timing for the dark times we're dealing with right now. And
absolutely.
I appreciate you. And we will get into about Ashley Smith. Phone lines are open, everyone. Here is In the Rain. Put you in a better mood than you were before. That track, that's the way I feel, my opinion. I love it. It gets me twirling in the chair and forget about
right.
all my
thoughts. It does. It kind of zones you out for a while
yes.
while you're listening. Absolutely.
Yes. And I play it whenever I feel in drudgery. I like, let me put
right.
on my ass.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That. That right
Pick
there.
You up for a second. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like if I want to tell a friend, hey, let me let you check out this track, and I'll send a link and let them listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Aww,
if I don't have
yeah.
the words to make you feel better, I'll send you a link to listen to some music
right.
that is out of drudgery. So as to this new single, is there any other new future music projects you want to tease us about?
Yeah, so at the end of the summer, it'll either be an EP or an album. At first it was an EP, but then I've been writing so much that it might turn into an album. But there definitely will be a project, absolutely, towards the end of the summer. And so I'll probably release one more single and then release either the EP or the album. But, yes,
right.
to your question, it's coming.
All right. Y'all hear that, fans? And is there any scheduled online events that you may be doing in the future?
So I have a few in the works. One I can't say yet because we haven't done all the details, but I am in about 2 or 3 weeks going to do a live with my band and performing some of some of the stuff from Sunkiss and the new single, just a little Instagram live. So I'll probably announce that here within the next week when that's going to be. But those
okay.
are, yeah, that's about it right now.
Well, thank you for that information. And
absolutely.
Will you go ahead and give your website information and your social media information for all our listeners to follow up with you?
Of course. So on Facebook and Instagram, I am D. Ashley Smith. So it's THED, my name, ASHLEIGH, and then Smith, SMITH, .com. That's my website, but I'm also D. Ashley Smith on Instagram and D. Ashley Smith on Facebook. The only one that's different is Twitter, because they already had a D. Ashley Smith apparently, so I had to use I'm Ashley Smith. So that's the only one that's different. That's where you can find me. I'm pretty active. I interact a lot. I enjoy social media. You get the real me, so, heads up. Respect your own risk.
I really like you. You have such a bubbly personality. I like you so much. Wow.
Thank you have the same kind of energy, so it always helps.
Right. So I would like to ask you this. What is that ultimate desire of which you wish all of your fans and followers and listeners to get out of your music, especially this new single?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think my ultimate desire for people who are listening to me is that they feel better after listening, or at least understood than when they started. Because I know for me, music, different songs could get me through certain moments or make me feel a certain type of way, or at least if I couldn't vocalize what I was feeling, a song could always say it for me. And so that's
yeah.
what I want people who are listening to my music. I want them to feel better or feel understood by the time they finish listening. That's my ultimate goal.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Upon you saying that you do have a future project coming up, will you be
mm-hmm.
doing any cover songs again? I have a fan that's interested in wanting to know.
Okay. Yes. To that fan. Yes, I will be. There'll probably be one or two. And, in true fashion, there'll be ones that no one would ever think to redo, because that's how I like to do it. But they'll
yes.
be really good. I promise.
Right. Also, a fan wants to know, will you be doing a spiritual song or a gospel track?
I feel like you're reading my mind. Actually, yes. And I that's so weird they would ask that, because I really am. I wanted to on the first one, and we just didn't. We kind of got crunched. But this next one, absolutely, because that's a part of who I am. So I'm going to pick a very special one that both of my grandmothers, it was their favorite hymn. So I won't tell you which one. But yes. That will be there.
Thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
I have a young
Absolutely.
Fan that wants to know, did you start off singing in church, and did you ever play an instrument when you was a young girl? What was your first
okay.
instrument, if you did play a musical tool?
Absolutely. So first thing, I did grow up singing in church. Absolutely. My dad, I go up going to choir, you know, choir concert or choir, was it camps or, you know, clinics that he would be doing, and my sisters and I would be singing harmony and going with it. So we've been doing that forever. So yes to that question. What was the second one was?
Did you ever play a musical tool when you were a little girl?
Okay. I did. So we had a rule that we had to take piano and we were not allowed to quit until you could play Moonlight Sonata. So I did that. And then I kind of stopped playing piano and then I picked it back up in college. So I can play enough to write for myself and play through songs. You know, I'm not a pianist, but I play. And I also played trombone for 8 years, all up until my senior year of high school. I was in marching band. And I was a drum major for my last 3 years. And I played trombone.
You played
I went to all state and everything. I was really good. Yeah.
Wow, girl, you get deal. Wow, that's
I can still play through my scales, but that's it. I think my embouchure is probably shot. I'm sure it is, actually. But
well, that's great. That's great. And thank you for that information. And also, you are more than welcome to give a shout-out at this time to all the persons that have supported you in your musical career all the years.
Okay.
That's
a long list. I have to give a special shout-out to, I call him Dean Earl Coleman, who was at the Columbia State University, which is where I started before I transferred to UNT, and he literally changed my life. If he hadn't said the things he said to me, I would not be talking to you right now. So Dean Earl Coleman, to my parents, obviously, because they're probably listening, because they always listen to most every link that I ever post to them. I love you, literally wouldn't even be able to do what I do or exist without my parents, so if they're listening. There's that. Myron Ruffin and David Kern, who both been working in the rain, they're also radio promotion for me, and they are the best guys ever. They are sweet. They answer all my questions and endure all of my endless a list of how do you do this? How do you do that? How do you do that? So thank you to you both for helping me and just being awesome. And then a big thank you to you and all the different people who have been supporting the song and the fans. I really appreciate that. You guys have no idea. Like a big, big, big thank you. Indie artists, you know, it's a whole hustle out here. I know you understand.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People don't have to be nice to you. My granny used to always say that. And so I'm always very appreciative. So those are my shout outs.
Let's give an applause to all the persons that have put up with you all these years. An applause to your new single.
Thank you.
And hopefully they will continue to support you. And last not least, the last question I want to ask you, do you have any words of encouragement you would like to give in these dark times we're dealing with for persons that may be suffering in the world today?
Yes. We're all going through a really, really, really rough, and I think, a time of a lot of exposure, a lot of just pain, a lot of the things that people just were not prepared for. So My advice would be, my word of encouragement would be to breathe and just allow yourself to feel whatever you need to feel during this time. You know, like your mind can get super jumbled with, I got to do this, I got to do that, how is this going to get paid, what's this going to happen? And we have to handle those things, we do. But I find that if you don't take like moments just to kind of, you know, put things back into perspective, you can get real out of hand really quickly. So that'd be my biggest advice. And if it was the up and coming artist, it would be to not be impatient for your journey. So like your journey is your journey. If you're looking to the right and the left, and you're not looking where you're supposed to be looking, and it's not to compare yourself. Be okay with your journey, whatever that is. It may take 10 years or 40 years or 50. Doesn't mean it won't happen. So those are my words of advice. If I had to give some.
Thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement and advice. I want to thank you for your patience. I know it started off as confusion, but we got through this. If anybody missed the show, there's a new link. And thank you for taking out your time to participate, coming on my platform, Ashley Smith.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Wow. I love your music. I'll be following you for dear life. And I want to thank you again. And come back when you have any new projects. I appreciate you coming back on the platform with your new music projects or any projects.
Always.
And I want to talk about Sarah Smile. She is my favorite. That is my favorite track, I meant to say.
Okay.
What inspired you to redo this cover song?
So I always like to think of songs that, like, either people are scared to touch or people just don't know about, right? And I feel like Sarah was one of those for me. Like, Hall & Oates was one of my favorite, I mean, songwriters to date. And I feel like Sarah was a classic, and so nobody wanted to touch it, including me. Well, I did, but I didn't want to go down in flames because that's always really embarrassing. You know, there's a Chrisette cover on the album, too, that I did not want to do because I was like, people are going to think if it sucks, then I'm just going to be, you know, down on my first album. But I like the story of it, and I like the simplicity of the song. I feel like the songs that are that simple kind of lend themselves to be able to kind of be molded into something different. And so I think we did a good job of keeping, like, true to the spirit of the original song, but giving it a different feel.
Right.
So that's why I chose it. It was kind of one that people don't want to touch, but it has so much space to be kind of molded. So I really want to see what we can do with it.
Well, you did a beautiful job. You got my attention. I had goosebumps on my arms. I'm like, she did that, and it turned out well, you know. And so I'm always playing it. So I want to thank you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And here is Sarah Smile, and I will be playing In the Rain. And this is Lady Diva signing out. You have a blessed day, Ms. Smith, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I can feel you watching in the night. life's always. It looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your life will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh, sometimes you cry, smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain. Take you one step back.